My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Was approved along with Richard Seymour, but Tom Brady gets the headline, of course, to be a minority owner. He's going to own, what, 10% of the Las Vegas Raiders. It's a huge deal. Like, it's a huge deal for the Raiders, huge deal for the NFL to have Tom Brady's name attached to a franchise. He will not be the last to do so. It's significant because of who he is. One day, I'm assuming Patrick Mahomes will own a portion of an NFL team after his career is done.
Probably. He's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah. Besides owning the Buffalo Bills already, he will actually have a percentage of an NFL team.
In the entire AFC West?
Yes, perhaps he could. But there's consequences to that, like from his job. Now, like, he's still getting paid $300 million by Fox, so maybe he doesn't care. But part of the stipulations by being an owner, he's not allowed to be in those, as you asked Ross about, production meetings. He can't watch practice, as some of the broadcasters will do. So I don't think it should be allowed. Not so much that Tom Brady should. It's not that he can't be allowed to be an owner. I have no problem with that. Makes sense. I'm saying, though,
you shouldn't be able to double dip.
Mainly because, like, you're not going to do as good of a job at broadcasting as well. Like, I'm not worried about him having international secrets. Oh my gosh, he's not getting the nuclear codes by being part owner of the Raiders. And oh my gosh, he's going to have so much insight and the Raiders are going to become good now. And now they're going to know how to draft a quarterback. That's a bunch of crap. I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying all the stipulations mean that he's just simply not going to be able to be as good of a broadcaster as Greg Olson, who was better anyway, and some other guys. That's why I don't think it should be allowed. Like, if these are the rules that are in place, well then, hey, you can be a part owner, but yeah, you probably shouldn't be the lead color commentator for Fox's America's Game of the Week.
Look, maybe it's nitpicking from a broadcasting perspective, and maybe most people don't care the way we do. I think people do because they hate poorly broadcasted games. But just imagine, Gold, they're like, hey, you can be a radio host. You are never allowed to listen to a single press conference Andy Reid says, and you're not allowed to ever get on ESPN.com. Don't you read those articles. I don't care. You get no insight. Chopping off yourself at the knees, I just don't feel like I'd want to do the job. I got enough money and all of those things. I'm not sure. I'll just own part of the team.
I'm not walking away from $300 million.
No, I understand. But like, part of me is just like, what's the point? If you can't do 2/3 of the job, why is Fox even wanting to pay you? On the quarterback end, I don't know if Mark Davis has paid attention to the history of sports. Being great at a sport does not make you better at identifying future people who will be great at that sport. Otherwise, Michael Jordan would have been a better owner. John Elway would have been a better team president. Being great at a sport does not make you better at identifying talent coming into that sport. You want him to kick around some game tape, whatever. But I'm just telling you right now, he's not going to help you find your franchise quarterback.
Yeah, that last part is because Mark Davis was quoted yesterday saying that although Brady can't play quarterback for us, he can help us select a quarterback in the future. That's where that's coming from, by the way. But yeah, I mean, Tom Brady being part of your decision-making, it doesn't hurt, but it doesn't mean that he's going to just have so much better of an evaluation of the quarterbacks coming out of the draft class. It just doesn't. You gave multiple examples right there. There's some former players that have become great general managers. Also, Tom Brady's not the general manager of the Raiders. Him sitting in a meeting doesn't mean that they're just going to side with him on everything.
No, I wouldn't like that.
They're adding him in because
though,
they want Brady's name attached to their franchise, and there's the fact that you're getting some money if you're Mark Davis by letting him in as have a share of your team. And we know Mark Davis, by NFL standards, has been known to be cash poor.
yeah, quite cash poor. So I understand why he needs the dough from Richard Seymour. And for, did Richard Seymour, did he buy part of the Raiders too?
I don't remember everybody's percentage, but yeah, Seymour is part of it. Brady is. Brady has a partner with him as well on this, who obviously is not being named because Brady's the headliner. But some of the restrictions, he's not allowed to be in another team's facility. He's not permitted to witness practice. He's not permitted to attend broadcast production. He's prohibited from publicly criticizing game officials.
That seems
other
bad
clubs.
For him, a broadcast.
Yeah, on a broadcast, he can't ever say it's a bad call.
Can't say he missed the call?
Subject to, of course, the gambling policy, and he's subject to the anti-tampering policy.
Well,
but he's also a genius. He's now,
there's a lot of restrictions.
He's getting $300 million from
some
Fox. He's getting $300 million from Fox, and he can use some of that money if he needs to become part owner of the Raiders at the same time. It's great.
The last I checked, NFL franchises do not ever go down in value over time.
Right.
Turns out they only go up.
Did Fox not think about
that? No, they don't care.
Because this, I know, but they're, if, let's say the broadcast sucks, does it, I mean, it's not fully guaranteed or anything, is Brady's deal? Because I
doubt they're firing him after 1 year. He's also calling the Super Bowl this year on Fox. That'll be how people really judge him.
Sure.
How good is the Super Bowl broadcast? Whether it's the Chiefs in it or whoever, but like that'll be how people ultimately judge. Does he get better and better at his craft as the season goes on? And by the time it gets to the Super Bowl, is he really, really good? That's how people are going to view it. There's some people that will not watch a single game Brady does all year until the Super Bowl.
You just think, though, that especially for like the Super Bowl, you'd want to be able to meet with the coach. You want every single inkling piece of information that you would can get out of those coaches and out of the players and everybody ahead of that game.
But it is like, I don't blame other NFL owners for questioning that, because that would be a decided advantage for the Raiders. If he could go in there at every meeting and talk about all the game plans, and he could just go kick it with Mark Davis with his feet up in an office. Now you could just be like, hey, tisk, tisk, tisk. Don't share that information you get in the meetings. But that's opening up the window for the potential of cheating for a franchise who doesn't have a great history of cheating. And they wouldn't let other NFL owners do that. They wouldn't let me own part of the Miami Dolphins and then sit in on offensive meetings for other teams and then just go back to my team. So like, I don't care if he's a broadcaster or not. You can't just, it can't be honor policy. You have to hold him to that standard. Otherwise it opens the door for people always thinking they're cheating. That's the problem, is that they're always, you know, they're always just going to assume they're cheating, especially anybody associated with the Patriots.
And like someone's like, hey, doesn't mean that Brady won't be a good evaluator. Yeah, that's fine. But also, if the Raiders draft Shedeur Sanders and he's great, are we going to act like Tom Brady's the reason why they drafted Shedeur Sanders?
I don't have,
you know what I mean? Like,
that's,
I mean, like if he's like the Bears drafted Cale Williams. Everybody knew that he was, no matter what, going number one overall. Do I think that the Bears were just the complete genius to say that he's... Everybody knew he was going to be the number one overall pick. Everybody knew. Where it's impressive are when you're the Chiefs and you trade up for Mahomes and you draft him ahead of somebody else, or if you're a team...
When you find Lamar Jackson at 32,
yeah,
or
the
whatever.
Seattle Seahawks draft Russell Wilson. You know, I'll still say the 49ers weren't geniuses for drafting Brock Purdy. He was Mr. Irrelevant, meaning they didn't feel much. They didn't feel all that great about him. Otherwise, they would have drafted him in the second round. Like, you know, it's just he turned out to be good. But when they drafted him as Mr. Irrelevant, they didn't think he would take them to a Super Bowl one day. I mean, let's get real.
In order for it to be a genius move, he would have to pull a name out of the hat like Drew Aller or Cade Klubnik. Hey, take the kid out of Clemson. Take the gumbo gunslinger Garrett Nussmeier over Shedeur Sanders. Take him first overall. And if it hits, then we can give Tom Brady.
Where I give
his,
credit is.
We'll give Tom his credit then.
The Texans, you know, Stroud versus Bryce Young. That to me is then, if the Panthers, their evaluation obviously was poor. Like that, yeah, that stuff matters. But if it's a consensus, everybody knows like Kayla Williams, the
Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, Luck. Whatever.
Yeah, those seasons where you have that kind of talent. Like, I know, I don't think they just had someone that was so smart in the room to know to pick that guy.
The other part is that, yes, I think collaboration is important and different voices and dissenting voices in a room are important. There is a too many cooks in the kitchen situation at some point. And when you start talking about ownership, we talk about this with Jerry Jones. We start talking about ownership influencing football decisions. Tom Brady is now a part of that conversation. If he's just like, yeah, I like the gumbo gunslinger kid that he's in there and they get it wrong, he shouldn't be like overly influenced. They want him to look at some tape and say the things they like or don't like. whatever. There's no real harm in that. If he's having actual influence over who they pick, I don't like that. I wouldn't like that if I was a fan.
What do the Raiders have to lose?
I just want him offering an opinion.
What do the Raiders have to lose at this point with that franchise? It's going to be terrible from now influence. What's the negative of Tom Brady influencing the Las Vegas Raiders when right now they've got Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew basically flipping a coin to decide who's starting which quarter?
I don't think that you're necessarily wrong in that regard, but then also on that thing, then I would just take it to the extreme. If I were the Raiders and I've been bad for 60 years, if I'm a team that has never won a Super Bowl and I still stink, well, then just take a quarterback every year, 10 years in a row until you get it right. Just take one every damn year until you finally find one. It's a law of averages. Take the law of averages and take a quarterback every year and let them start until you find one that's good. Because the Raiders wouldn't be worse as a franchise had they done that. The problem is when you find one as good as Derek Carr, you get stuck in the he's pretty good. And that seems comfortable. It's like being in a relationship that you don't want to be in anymore because you don't want to know what it's like to be single. It's not a good position to be in. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.